Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you.
Today, we're diving into something deeply transformative, how to release emotional toxicity and reconnect with a more balanced, energized version of yourself. I'm joined by the wonderful Shireen Boyle, creator of the Emotional Detox Deck, 50 cards of processing your emotions, release toxicity and energize your life. Shireen is a certified energy healer, yoga instructor, and psychology professor who has developed a powerful seven-step method called Cleanse, designed to help you clear negativity, let go of fear and doubt, and return to a natural state of joy and acceptance. In this conversation, we'll be exploring how emotions are stored in the body, how they affect your energy, and most importantly, how you can gently release them and create space for positivity, clarity, and calm. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, stuck, or simply ready for a reset, stay with us. This is going to be a powerful and insightful discussion. For people who are new to your work, what is the Emotional Detox Deck and how does it support emotional healing in a simple, everyday way?
Well, it's a companion to the Emotional Detox book. There's several Emotional Detox books, but they're the core book. How it relates is it really breaks down the seven steps of an emotional detox, which you mentioned are in the acronym of CLEANSE. So what's nice about a deck is another tool, and you can pull a card and it's going to show you the different tools and techniques that help you process your emotions. So every step is broken up into digestible parts with practices that are simple.
It's interesting. I saw when it came through with C.L.E.A.N.S.
Yes.
Each of those letters relate to something.
That's the acronym, the CLEANSE, yes. So emotional detox is the mindset. That's the foundation. It's the principles that the steps lie on top of. So one of them is all your emotions matter, processing them matters more. That's what I always say. All your emotions matter, the fear, the guilt, the shame, processing them matters more. The other is we're not looking to get rid of your emotions. So I want to be clear about that. We're not detoxing emotions. We're detoxing reactions. And those reactions have an impact on the mind and the body. So there's a psychological impact from those reactions. They influence our attitude, our mindset, our personality when they're run over time. And then there's a biological component from those reactions, and they influence the mechanics of our body, like our microbiome and our blood flow and our nervous system. We are cleansing, per se, the reactions. Emotional detox looks predominantly at a process. The CLEANSE is a process for acknowledging it. I mean, I've met a lot of people in this, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and I don't think there's just one way. I've seen some people really harness in on the biology of it, the microbiome and the nervous system. But then I also notice, like, I've seen people who say, okay, this is what you have to do. This is how you have to eat. This is how you have to live. But then I also see those same people reacting a lot, right? Has that ever happened where you're watching a social media post? You're like, did they really just say that? Right? Did they really just put that out there in the world? And then I start to question, okay, if what you're saying is true, then I don't think you'd be doing that. Right?
Yes.
So I think it's, you got to have the whole kit and caboodle. And part of it is really developing that self-awareness, which the CLEANSE does, and learning how to identify your emotions without re-traumatizing yourself.
So the deck comes off two books, three books you've written. If people who have never used an oracle affirmation decks, I know a lot about them because I love them. It says here that these include body-based practices. So can you give me an example how that works?
Yes. So the deck, again, is based on it does have a booklet, which will define, you know, talk about the mindset of an emotional detox. So you set yourself up. And the way that it works with the deck is the cards, each step. So clear reactivity, which is, I have the cards here, is tan. Okay, people can't see it, but it's a tan card. Yeah. The reason it's tan is it's clearing reactivity is all about getting grounded.
Right.
These cards, if you pull a card, it's going to be giving you tools to ground in your body, reset your nervous system, get out of that fight, flight, freeze response, because you can't process emotions there. Mm-hmm. So that's the first step of an emotional, you know, the cleanse is clearing reactivity.
Yeah.
So someone who's new to it might, the process might just really get to know clear reactivity through these cards. And they might say, okay, I just want to get that step down. And especially, I always say there's low, medium, and high levels of reactivity. If you're in really, really high levels, you might not try to tackle the whole cleanse.
Yeah,
that might be too much. So that's where the deck has tremendous value. One, they're tangible. Yeah. You don't have to watch a video. Get off your devices. You don't have to look for where's my book. You know what I mean? What chapter is it in? You just pull the card and that's what you're going to focus on. And then you go to, when you're ready, you can go to the next step, which is look inward. That's where those cards are going to be all about identifying what you feel. Mindful ways to respond to that, how you feel. Not ways that are going to throw more fuel on the fire, because that's what happens. We identify it, but it's like we're pouring gasoline on the fire. And then we're like, whoa. So of course, so that's what you're going to get from that card. And so then you're going to go through the remainder one at a time is what I like about the deck. Concrete.
Okay. So it's not pull a card what mood you're in day.
You can do an intuitive thing where you, and I do this with my students because I teach psychology. I also teach yoga at the college and I teach meditation to college students. And I will pull my deck out and have them pull something. I'll say, close your eyes. I don't want you to see the colors. I don't want you to be influenced by the whatever's on the card. Just pull. What would you benefit from today? Because sometimes we think, I got that down. I know about the nervous system. I know how to calm down. I've heard that a million times. Then you close your eyes and you pull a card and it's like your subconscious is saying, yeah, you could benefit from working on this.
Yeah. I started to learn about the vagus nerve and realize how important that was in your body. So does it cover the vagus nerve in your
body? Oh, God, that's the whole first step. Clear reactivity is toning the vagus nerve. Yeah, yeah. Talks about it, you know, again, and every card is going to talk about the vagus nerve. It is the longest nerve in your body, first of all, and you ought to know that. It comes out the brainstem, right out the brainstem of your brain. It crosses the throat. That's why when we're in fight or flight, maybe we're having a hard time getting our words out a little bit, maybe detached. We don't know how to, we get scared. So it crosses that throat. It crosses all, yeah, they call it the wandering nerve because it basically goes through the heart. It hits all of these different organs. It really hits the stomach area, the digestion. So that nerve, we call it when it's toned, just like you tone your biceps with weights, you have to tone your vagus nerve to have it work efficiently. When it is toned, it goes into rest and digest. And when the body is in rest and digest, it can process things. It can move energy. It can take in the nutrients. The cells can communicate properly. The energy to the cell will work more efficiently. So many people are in that sort of fight, flight, a little level of that. So you do have to tone your vagus nerve on a regular basis. The research shows that because it will revert. It's just like brushing your teeth. You have to do it every day. You will get plaque back. You can remove it, but it will come back from daily life, daily stress. Toning the vagus nerve, once you get that clear reactivity down and you do a practice for that, and they're so simple.
Can you give it an example for the listeners? Because obviously I know about
this. Yeah, they're so simple. I mean, there's multiple ways. You can do acupressure presses on certain acupressure points. You can, like, tapping under the eyes right here on the stomach meridian can help calm you down. You can tap between the base of the pinky and the wrist. That there's a middle fear tap there that can help. You can also gargle. So you can put it in your routine. And because remember, it passes the throat.
Yeah.
So gargling with salt water or something, if you gargle every morning, you've toned your vagus nerve.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can hum, you can make chants. Chanting is wonderful for toning your vagus nerve. Hugging, you know, having physical touch. If you have children, like I have, I remember when my daughter was in a permanent state of fight or flight, she was a mess. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't reach her. But I knew if I hugged her, it would help tone my nerve and it would help tone her vagus nerve. So you just got to hold that hug for about a minute. But the hugging, physical touch, massage, a lot of times I'll massage. If you put your hand on the back of the head, there's a nape there, the nape of your neck there, or the indentation, right? If you gently press, just touch it. So the vagus nerve's really responsive to touch. You do little circles. You'll start toning that. How do you know? All of a sudden, you like feel like a little bit relaxed, or you want to take a deep breath. Well, you're like, oh, okay, it's actually working.
What you don't understand this is that Sharina and I are doing this at the same time, and I am telling you, it is a lovely thing. It's sort of a pain and a pleasure feeling at the same time, isn't it? It's sort of, you can feel the release as you
can feel the release. If you touch the back of the neck there, you can rub your earlobes. Some people have done that, you know, shared that technique of, if you don't have earrings on, you can rub the back of the earlobes gently and the front finger, and you'll feel yourself going to rest and digest. But you do need to do it all the time. I mean, I tone mine every morning through pressing. I touch the back of the head and I touch points on my stomach, which I talk about on one of the cards. And I neck stretches. That's another one.
Yeah.
Really making sure that you're taking some neck, stretching your neck gently, because part of your cervical spine, but, and your eyes, the way you put your eyes can help tone the vagus nerve. The eyes are taking a lot of sensory information. Even just closing your eyes for a second and stretching. Take the vision out of it. We don't realize how much vision is taking up energy.
Yes, I totally believe that. So we just put for a little while so we can hand over to our sponsors. Don't go anywhere. I've got some questions for her as soon as we come back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, we're back. So, Sharianne, one of my questions is, who do you feel this deck is especially helpful? Beginners to mindfulness, seasonal spiritual seekers, therapists, or anyone navigating an emotional stress? Could a newbie, never having done anything like this, use them?
It is. I mean, the thing is, I've had emotional detox books around my house forever because I wrote them.
Yeah.
And I have three daughters. I have 18-year-old, 23-year-old. 25-year-old.
Well, she doesn't look old enough.
Right. They don't look at my books, which I don't expect them to. Neither does my husband. But that's okay with me. But when this deck came in, let me tell you, they were interested. Which tells me younger folks, so if you're someone, you know, they're busy, they like cards. They like a lot of the younger generation, like tarot and, you know, all these kind of affirmations. So I do feel like if you work with younger people, it's not for young children because the messages are for more of adult living, but it is a tool that you can use. I bring it in with my college students as a tool to get inside and let's see what's coming up. It's a way for me to open up dialogue with them. So I run my meditation circle. They pull a card, it opens a conversation. Pulled the clear reactivity card. Do you relate to that card? yeah, I relate to that card, you know, and they might say blah, 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 blah. So I think if you're a professional, if you're a teacher, if you're someone who's just like, I need, you know, I like DAX. Yeah, absolutely. Anybody can relate to it. I think having the emotional detox book, like if you're someone going through divorce or transition or change of life or loss, make sure you have the book too. I'm going to be honest. Make sure you get emotional detox book because you've got to understand, really get a good foundation. Or if you've got trauma, get the book and the deck. Honestly, I think that it's accessible for anybody. People love it and it's cute.
It says here, each card includes a small practice, more reflection. So what kind of shifts? I know we've talked about what they can do, but for someone, what will they notice? So let's take a card. And if they were, would you say one card a day over time, just one card?
I think start with one card a day and get to know. I wouldn't put too much pressure on yourself. I would be just really open and curious about that. If you're really like, okay, that's interesting. I really would like to have another card. Pull another card. It's not going to hurt you. And what the deck does is it takes, the cleanse is designed to go in order if you do a full practice. It does take the steps a little bit out of order. I might pull the last step or something. That's fine. I just, again, I'm looking at what's coming up. So this is a card. I pulled the second step, which is L, look inward. This is a card on here that is talking about illusion, right? And you're familiar with the term illusion. Put a message on each one. It says illusions are anything based on fear or powerlessness. So we have this a lot of illusion around us. And when you attempt to control fear, you actually reinforce these states of illusion, right? And we know that the only thing real is love. Fear isn't real. Control isn't real, right? So, and truth. So this is a card that's going to give you some messages. And then it's going to give you the exact practice that matches that message for that step. A lot of illusion comes from our own magnifying our thoughts or narratives or stories. And now we're in this whole, you know, we can make things up. I did that not too long ago in my own life. I created this whole thing. Well, I think it's because of this, and I think it's because of that. And those are assumptions and judgments and mind reading. And I was convinced I was right. And then I learned later, the whole thing I made up. And I literally said to the person who finally I have enough sense to say, you know what, Sherry, why don't you just go ask and stop this assuming thing, right?
Yeah.
And send an email and ask the question. And I did. And they got back to me. And I said, oh, okay, thank you very much. Now I can stop telling myself stories that aren't true.
It's when we do that, don't we? We assume that that's what's going to happen. I've had things in my life just like that. And when they haven't returned a call or they haven't done that, and I'm like, I've blown it so out of proportion. And then they come out, oh, yeah, well, my phone died. So what made you actually, obviously, you wrote the books. Well, what made you turn it into cards?
I think because I work with youth and I find that some people, also my clients, giving them another tool so they feel like a teacher or a coach, a leader. I think one of those qualities is giving someone the skills so they can do it on their own. If they're dependent on you, I need you, help me, how do I do this? You got to listen to that. There, you know, we're supposed to be fostering skills so that they no longer need that, or maybe not as often. Right? Maybe it's a check-in here and there. I felt like the deck could be that. I don't feel like they needed another book. I felt like more concrete steps. And honestly, different brains. If you're someone with ADHD or you're going through a lot of traumatic stuff, I know when I went through my emotional trauma, I couldn't remember anything. If you asked me to read a book during my emotional trauma, I would have given you the middle finger. Honestly, I would have been like, you have no idea. I can't. How hard it is for me to just get up every day. And you want me to read a book? So I think I wrote it for that.
I think our listeners would actually understand that. I think I would understand it. I tend to, considering I'm an author anyway, but I tend to like to listen to things. Lots of people buy me decks of cards. So because I have not the attention of a gnat, because that sounds awful, I like to know the answers straight away. And I find that when you invest in a deck of cards, which I think that our listeners should, because it sounds very interesting, I think that
you get your answer straight away, if you know what I mean. If you've got a deck of cards, if you have time to read a book. Do you use other decks of cards as well then yourself?
I do. I wrote a book called Just Ask Spirit, and it's also on emotions, how emotions help us connect to our spiritual guides. I don't have a spirit deck. I would love to have a spirit deck, but I use them.
Yeah, maybe that's what you're going to be doing. But I'm going to hand over to our sponsor. When we get back, I'm going to ask Sherry-Ann some more questions, more definite about the decks. Let's put it that way.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
You blend science, yes, and spirituality together in approach using the vagus nerve regulation of energy awareness. How do two worlds like this come together? Because one is very practical, yeah?
Yeah.
As for me, I'm very intuitional, so that's the side of it. And it's quite a lovely way to actually, in a way, teach people as well, isn't it, about the physical side.
That's how Just Ask Spirit got developed, was I noticed that when we process our emotions, all of a sudden people become more open to spirituality because you're not in this box anymore and you learn to look at things from a bigger lens. So the cleanse is the bridge, really. So yes, it starts out with that clear reactivity, which is very physical. Grounding is a physical thing. It means going to your body, not away from it. You're learning about your anatomy and getting to know your nervous system. Once you get to that look inward, now you're identifying what you feel. So you're still, you have to tune into the body.
Yeah,
do I feel, right? And you are tuning into a little bit of the brain, but you're starting now to learn that you don't have to do everything through the brain. And that's where spirituality comes in, is not everything is going to needs an answer.
The thing about us in the world nowadays, I think personally, that we overthink and overanalyze things, yeah? We overanalyze everything. Working with the cards, this will help with reconnecting with your intuition, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, one of the steps, this is interesting to me. So Emotional Detox, the book, was my 7th book. It didn't occur to me later that the first 6 books I wrote, and then Emotional Detox is the 7th, is every step of the cleanse.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I was like, oh my God, is that why I had to write those 6 books? Is that what the reason was for all of this? Because I wrote a lot about anxiety early on. Man, I wrote a lot about how to help people with that. And I still do. But the point of saying that is E in the cleanse is called emit. I wrote a book on mantras. in, I don't know, 2016, 2017, I published a book on mantras. So I knew the value of a mantra, the history of a mantra, the medicine of a mantra. And so I knew right away, this has got to have a mantra. So that's how it's sort of bridging now. You see the E is almost in the middle. You're at C-L-E. You're now bridging into the world of spirituality. You're now entering it. Like it or not, you're going to enter that higher vibrational frequency, but you're going to love it because it is what people do is they go into reactivity. Maybe they come a little bit out of it. Then they go back in it again. You see that all the time. But where the cleanse is, by the time you get to emit the mantra, if you did go into a little bit of reactivity from looking inward and identifying your feelings, that mantra is going to hold you back to that original state. So they just bring that balance in, and then you go into activate, nourish, and surrender and ease, which are the remaining steps.
I think it's interesting that you said that you wrote the books and then the seventh book was the one, because sometimes we don't know what path we're on until we're on it. And even as authors, we start with, oh, we're going to write this book, and then the next one comes along and the next one. So what you're doing is in the seventh book, with this particular deck of cards, you're making it accessible for people to get straight to the answer.
Well, Emotional Detox was the seventh book. The deck is like my 12th thing. So I wrote several other books after that. It occurred to me when I was developing Cleanse, okay, that's why I had to write those six books. I had to get very clear on creating the steps for Cleanse. So it wasn't just a quickie. Years of really researching, and now I'm writing something new. But yeah, the deck is the 12th thing that I've published.
As we come to the end of this course, it's been an amazing conversation because we've only touched on what you do, Sherry-Ann, because I've come across you via Carmen and other people. I think I've even been on your show with my book.
Yes, yes.
So if people wanted to find you, because I know you've got shows, where can they find you? Where can they find the deck? What are your socials?
Sure, yeah. And well, my name is SherryAnnaBoyle.com is my website, SherryAnnaBoyle.com. And you can find Emotional Detox and the books and the deck, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Ask your local bookstore to carry it. I've had many people say to me, I want to shop local. Sometimes you just have to actually call and say, look, do you have this? Can you have it? You know, and I appreciate that if you do that, because I love to support local, but they have to be aware that people want it before they buy it. So whatever you prefer there. And again, it's just SherryAnnaBoyle.com.
Brilliant. So her cleanse method reminds us that our emotions are not something to suppress or fear. Would you agree with that? But something to understand, process, and ultimately release. What we do, we create space for clarity, peace, and deeper connections to ourselves. In today's discussion, if it resonated with you, go. I encourage you, because I know who Sherry-Ann is, and go and buy the Emotional Detox deck and begin your own journey of emotional clearing and renewal. So thank you so much, Sherry-Ann, for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. My pleasure.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.